Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just click the link in the show description to support now.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Hey guys, welcome to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast. I'm your host, Sheena Hunt, and I am so excited that you have tuned in to this very, very, very first In the Moment special. So in this episode, I really want to talk about productivity and the timing for productivity. Corporations have forced us all to believe that we must work 8 to 5 p.m. daily. Well, I was thinking, what if that really doesn't fit into our natural, true time for high productivity? So what I want us to do is ditch that mentality, especially my creatives and entrepreneurs, and even those who are doing side hustles. Let us not fall into this mindset that we have to work between 8 and 5 p.m. So I want us to instead get an understanding of when our best time is to be productive. Knowing when you're at your best mentally and do your best work then. So you have to recognize what time of day is your time. That's your time when your brain is firing on all cylinders. Your creative juices are flowing and you are just in the zone. You need to use that time effectively. Do your big projects, curate your marketing content, hold those high-powered strategy sessions, develop the new program that you want to launch. Knowing your true time, your perfect productivity time, is so important. That's your time when you should be focused and digging deep into your work. Your perfect productivity time is when you should be productive. That could be any time of the day for you. Depends on, this is literally unique to who you are. It could be early mornings, late afternoons. For some of us, it may even be at night. Whatever it is, that's your time. When you know that you're your most productive, that's your time when everything is just happening for you mentally. Know your time and go for it and do your work then. The rest of your time can be used to do the other tasks that don't really require as much brain power or that are repetitive. Those things that are just really quick that we need to do, like client calls or running payroll, things like that you can put off to those time periods where you know that your brain isn't at its best. It's those moments where you're not really, you know, at that high level of productivity mentally, but you still need to be productive. So those periods of time you want to do things that doesn't require as much brain power, but at your peak point of the day, that's when you should be working hard. So I have a homework assignment for you guys. I want you to do a self-audit this week and pay attention to the time of the day when you fall into your flow. When do you find you have the most clarity? Pay attention to that and document that time daily. On the last day of your work week, I want you to review those notes. And from those notes, you're going to start to gather a better idea of what your perfect productivity time is. And then going forward, I want us to use that time to do the major projects, the strategy sessions, to create, or whatever it is that we need to do. So thanks for listening to the Beautifully Complicated Podcast. Follow me, your host, at Sheena D1 on Instagram and Twitter. Follow and like the Beautifully Complicated Facebook page. Make sure you rate our show, rate the show on Apple Podcasts. Give it 5 stars and provide a review to let others know how it has been impactful to you. And I hope and pray that it has truly been impactful to you as a person, as an entrepreneur, as a woman, just feeding your spirit, because that's what I really want to do in this podcast. Thanks for listening. And please tune into the next episode. Have a good day. Have a wonderful day. Have a blessed day. And always remember that the best life is beautifully complicated.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
It's the question that's on everyone's mind. How do you live a good life? Is it about work, health, or relationships? What about happiness, meaning, and money? What really matters? And how can you dramatically improve all of these things? These are the questions we explore every week on the top-ranked podcast, Good Life Project, hosted by award-winning author and perpetual seeker, Jonathan Fields, which also happens to be me. Every week, I sit down with world-renowned researchers, experts, and scions of art and industry on the Good Life Project podcast. This week, in fact, we're sharing a fantastic conversation with the author, Elizabeth Gilbert, about a single practice that changed her life. Listen to the Good Life Project podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.